A legal fight between the city of Seattle and the University of Washington has ended in a victory for the city. The state Supreme Court says that university buildings can be designated as city landmarks. More from 88.5's Ashley Gross.
Preservation groups had long been trying to protect a building on the UW campus that once housed a nuclear reactor. It was an unusual building that used glass to reveal the reactor instead of shielding it behind concrete. The reactor was shut down in the 80s and the building sat vacant. The university wanted to tear it down, but groups such as Historic Seattle nominated the building as a potential landmark under a city ordinance. That prompted the university to sue, saying its campus wasn't subject to the ordinance. Roger Wynn is an assistant city attorney for Seattle.
The court agreed with us that the law of Washington is that although state universities are able to exercise full control of their property, they are not an island unto themselves. They have to comply with other law.
The university said in a statement that it welcomes clarity from the court and looks forward to continuing to work with the city. As for the nuclear reactor building, the court's decision comes too late. The university tore it down last year to make way for a new computer science and engineering center. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.